Thank you, Mr. President. The ICRC wishes to commend the diligent work conducted by New Zealand in its capacity as coordinator of national implementation measures. The ICRC also wishes to warmly congratulate Nigeria and South Sudan in becoming the newest states parties to the convention. The adoption of legal, administrative, or other measures at national level to implement the key obligations of the convention must remain a priority. If not already the case, states' parties shall ensure that their criminal legislation includes the imposition of penal sanctions. States' parties shall ensure respect for the Convention's provisions within the territory and by persons under their jurisdiction or control. It may also require issuing administrative instructions to the armed forces and introducing changes in military doctrine, policies, and training. According to the 2023 Cluster Munitions Monitor, out of 112 states parties today, 33 states parties have enacted specific legislation to implement the convention, and 43 states parties consider existing laws as sufficient to meet their obligations. According to the monitor, 22 states parties have reported that they are either planning or are in the process of drafting, reviewing, or adopting implementing legislation. Despite the progress made so far, a significant number of states parties have not yet shared information about the status of their national implementation of the convention. According to the 11th MSP Progress Report, monitoring progress in implementing the Lausanne Action Plan, roughly half of the convention's membership are either still developing legislative frameworks or have not submitted the required information on the status of their legal frameworks. We must therefore stress that national implementation is a core obligation of the Convention and essential to ensuring its implementation by armed forces. Further attention should also be given to integrating the Convention into military doctrines and trainings. One particular challenge to national implementation lies in the lack of resources and expertise in completing legislative reviews in many states' parties. For its part, the ICRC stands ready to continue helping states in addressing these challenges in the course of developing their national implementing legislation. For this purpose, and as already very graciously indicated by the coordinator, we have developed various tools, including a model law and an updated fact sheet. On our database on national implementation of IHL provides many examples of how states have incorporated their obligations regarding cluster munitions in their domestic legislation. We have also published a legislative checklist for the convention, complementary to the ICRC model law, which has already been mentioned. This simple and user-friendly tool outlines what steps need to be taken to ensure the implementation of the convention, specifically under Article 9, as well as good practices in the implementation of other activities. This year, we have worked on the implementation of this treaty with national IHL committees or similar interministerial advisory bodies. We have also addressed this convention in regional dialogues, such as with the African Union and with South Asian states through the ICRC-IHL Regional Conference in Kathmandu. The ICRC also has been working with states in providing hands-on technical and drafting advice to relevant government departments. As always, the ICRC remains available to provide states with assistance and advice on implementing measures. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of ICRC for his comprehensive statement. And with this, and I don't see any request for the floor, I would like to reiterate my thanks and gratitude for our